and machine shop, his two targets. Gavin Beery's webmaster magic had come through again. If it weren't for him, they'd be going in totally blind. Gavin's intel brief confirmed 4 hostages and 6 Green Army Faction eco-terrorists, armed and trained. But intel on a hostage rescue operation like this was always sketchy. John Clark's warning echoed in his head. Stay frosty out there. You don't know what you don't know. True that. It's time, Ding whispered in everyone's comms. Roger that, Midas confirmed. Jack watched Ding's boat veer off at a sharp angle, its bulletproof armor-plate rubber skin shredding water into the turn. The small drilling platform had 2 access ladders. Jack's boat would take the front. Ding and Dom would scramble up the back. On training runs with the Norwegian MJK, Marine Jaya Kamindan, this past week, the weather had been cold but calm, and they'd been able to get the timing down perfectly. But out here, tonight, on a raging North Sea, everything was up for grabs. The mission had 2 goals: save the hostages and kill or capture the Tangos. The Green Army faction threatened not only to kill the captured oil workers, but also to blow the rig, causing another catastrophic oil spill disaster like Deepwater Horizon,